Hello, Twins fans. This is John Swole with TwinsTrivia.com, and today we get an opportunity to speak to former Twins left-hander Tommy the Blade Hall. Tommy pitched for Minnesota between 1968 and 1971 and compiled a 25-21 one-loss record. During those four seasons in Minnesota, Tommy pitched in 139 games, starting 44 of them. After Tommy was traded by the Twins, he went on to pitch for the Cincinnati Reds, starting in 1972, and then moved on to the New York Mets and to the Kansas City Royals, where he finished his career after the 1977 baseball season. So let's get right to it. Tom, I believe you were born in Thomasville, North Carolina. Is that where you grew up?
Well, actually, I was born in Thomasville, North Carolina, but actually grew up in Riverside, California. I did all my schooling out here.
What was your favorite sport growing up?
Well, I really liked to play football, but I was just a little bit too fat to play football, so I, centered all my attention around playing baseball, and that was my best sport.
Okay. I think you were drafted by the Twins in the third round of the 1966 amateur draft. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I really didn't know too much about the draft. The scout just came, and we had a workout down at the local ballpark, and then he told me about a month later that he had drafted me to the Minnesota Twins organization. And as it turned out, I ended up going down to Sarasota, Florida that following summer for a two-month rookie league.
Okay. So the drafts were a little bit different back then than what they are, the big deal they are today.
Oh, for sure, because actually back in the day when I was drafted, you actually didn't even know you were drafted, whereas I see that the guys now kind of sit around on a telephone, look at TV and all of this, and get all the information off of that.
Yep, that's for sure. Tom, you kind of blazed your way through the Twins minor league system after you had signed in 1966. You played rookie league ball and A-ball for the Twins, winning seven games. And then in 1967, you played A-ball for the Midwest League, winning 14 with an ERA of 2.16. In 1968, you won 10 games playing for Charlotte in AA Southern League and Denver AAA Pacific Coast League before you were called up by the Twins. What do you remember most about your minor league times?
Well, the things I remember when I first signed with the Twins, I came to the league throwing basically a fastball, curveball, but as the league went on and the hitters seemed to get a lot better, then I developed throwing the slider, and once I did throw the slider, my career excelled quite a bit after that. You know, I was able to move up in the organization quite fast.
You certainly did. When you made your major league debut in relief against the Washington Senators on June 9th, 1968 at RFK Stadium in Washington, what do you remember about that game?
Well, I remember I was awful nervous. And my main thing was probably just going in, throw strikes, and hopefully get somebody out, because I haven't pitched before in the major leagues. That was a great concern. I know in the minor leagues, getting hitters out was, what I did best. But in the major leagues, I had to establish myself in that position.
Mm-hmm. You made your first major league start in August 9th of that same year against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, but it was kind of a tough go for you that day, and you didn't get out of the first inning. Can you tell us what happened that day?
Well, as much as I can remember, I just couldn't throw a strike if I had to lay it up there on the table. But what I do remember, I was throwing the ball. First of all, I went out on the mound, and my uniform was a little large for me. They gave me like a 46 jersey and a 44 pants with a number one on the back. And half of the number one was tucked down in my pants because it was so big. I think that might have had a little bit to do to my trying to throw strikes. Anyway, I ended up walking everybody I faced, and I think I threw one strike, and that was to Mickey Mantle, and he hit a double down the left field line. And then after that, they took me out of the game, and they brought in Dave Boswell, which was at the time we were losing 3-0 with the bases loaded, nobody out. And Boswell proceeded to strike out the side, and we ended up winning 4-3 as the game progressed.
Is it? That's things improved for you after that, though.
Yeah, well, they seemed to turn around a little bit. I know I started again against
In your 4 years with the Twins, you were never a starter for a full season, but you put up great numbers. Why do you think you were never a full-time starter?
Well, I know when I signed, they always told me that, you know, you were too little to be a starter, you were too little to play in the major league, you know, so I didn't really establish myself. But as it turned out, I got some spot starts when I was with the Twins against the Angels, the Athletics, and a couple more other clubs. And as it turned out, being a starter, reliever, whatever, I had a couple of complete games, set out the Angels 2-0. I think I pitched against Oakland A's and did a real good job up there. And I just don't know. I guess I was basically used out of the bullpen, but I was able to do short and long relief.
After the 1971 season, the Twins traded you to the Cincinnati Reds for Wayne Granger. What was it like to be traded for the first time?
Well, you feel as though when you get traded the first time, you're leaving a family that you belong to since your time in signing. And to go from one club to another, you know, you feel like nobody really wants you, you know. But then after you go over and make a statement that, you know, the other team welcomes you in and you seem to do a real good job, then, you know, these basically go and try to make another start at it and have a better season.
Yeah, I think you have, like you say, you have to look at it that, you know, the other team wanted you that much more.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And they figured you could help them in certain situations, whereas maybe Wayne could help the other team in another situation.
Between 1972 and 1974, you were 21-7 for the Reds, pitching primarily in relief before the Reds traded you to the Mets in early 75. But you made it to the World Series with the Reds in 72, losing to Oakland. What was it like to pitch in the World Series?
Well, having been in the American League for those years and coming back and pitching against Oakland, I figured I knew the hitters a lot better than maybe some of the other pitchers on the club, because I pitched against them when I was with Minnesota. But at the same time, being in the World Series, you know, you kind of, it's kind of like, I don't know, being in a game where you're real nervous again because it's something you hadn't been in before. And once you make that initial pitch, you get that little nervousness off your back, then you kind of settle down and you're able to pitch your game again.
Okay. You pitched for the Mets in 75, but in early 76, the Mets traded you to the Royals, where you pitched in 76 and part of 77 before you were released by the Royals in June. Tom, you pitched your last major league game at a relatively young age of 30. What ended your career at that time? Was there an injury, or what happened?
Well, I guess at the time, you know, I had a rotator cuff strain injury, and I guess the procedure that they did to repair those kind of injuries wasn't as known as it is today. And by me having this injury, you know, I felt as though, you know, I'd had a good season, but if I had it to do all over again, I'd probably go back and try to get me some surgery or whatever it took in order to stay in the major league. But at that particular time, I was kind of still mad inside and just went on and took the relief.
My gosh, you know, in today's game, a lefty like yourself could pitch till age 40 and make millions.
Well, yes, but when I was coming up there, they only had when I was pitching, you know, you could go in and pitch today, and you might pitch two or three innings today, come back tomorrow and pitch two or three innings. There really wasn't a pitch count as they have on the pitchers today, and that they pitch maybe specialized in what they did left-hander against left-hander, which I was able to pitch against left-handed and right-handed, so I was able to stay in the game a little longer.
Yeah, it's baseball's changed a lot in that regard, certainly.
Yes, it has.
You know, when I look at your career numbers, Tom, one thing really jumps out at me, and that's that you never gave up more hits than you had innings pitched in any year, anywhere in the minors or in the majors. And to me, that's really an amazing stat. How does a guy of your size, I think you were about 6 foot, 155, you know, how do you strike out almost 800 batters and 852 innings and still have a ERA of 3.27 and a WHIP of 1.21, which is fantastic?
You know, to answer that question, really, I can't even answer it myself. I don't know. I guess by playing ball in the minor leagues and coming up through the major league system like I did and being able to throw strikes, I think that's the key, because I know a guy came back after he had signed with the Dodgers. His name was Charlie Bowling, and he came back and he spoke to us at a high school, at Ramona High School here in Riverside, and he was told pitchers, you know, if you're behind the kind of move up in the ranks of pitching because most hitters are looking for a breaking pitch when you're behind the count.
Okay. Yeah, just, today's pitchers seem to give up so many hits and to just have less hits than innings, to me, is incredible.
Thank you.
Tom, what was your fondest memory of being a Minnesota Twin?
Well, playing on the team with some of the legends, like, for instance, Tommy Killebrew, was on the team, and at that particular time, Rod Drew had just got started in his career, and you had Tony Oliva, so, you're playing with some of the elite people in baseball. And they treated you just like, you're a human being, and being a part of the team made you really feel comfortable on the team.
What kind of a relationship did you have with the owner, Cal Griffin?
Well, I really didn't get a chance to know him that well, because, at that particular time, the players were on the field and the owners were up in the office. So we didn't really cross paths that much as being a player, owner type thing.
Okay. How about your salary negotiations?
Well, then, once again, we didn't have, at that time, agents like they have today, and basically the player had to do his own negotiations, and I had a little problem with mine, because like I said, it was my first couple of years playing, and I guess I hadn't really proven to them that I was a major league ball player at the time, and as the time went on, they could see this, and things kind of balanced out, I guess, pretty good.
Well, I think everybody's negotiations with Calvin were kind of tough, it seems like.
Yeah, I guess so. I know that one particular time I had he had sent me a contract, and I didn't really, like what it was when he came back in the mail, so I said, well, I'll send it back and see what happens. So I sent it back, and next what I got, he said, he decided this is stay at home. So being a young player in the league, I went on the side and came on the spring training.
Yeah, it's always interesting with Mr. Griffith.
Yes.
When you were with the Twins, you played for a couple of different managers, Cal Irmer and Billy Martin and Bill Rigney. Who was your favorite Twins manager and why?
I'd have to say, Billy Martin, because Billy Martin was the kind of manager that if you're playing for him, he always had your back. If anything went down on the field where you might have come close to a hitter and they were arguing about it, he always was right there behind you. And another thing was that if you made a mistake on the field, he was the kind of manager to let you know then and there. He wouldn't hold it 2 or 3 weeks down the road and then bring it back and throw it in your face. He would let you know at that particular time with the mistake that you made, which made you a better ball player.
I've talked to a number of players, and I asked them that same question, and a lot of them mentioned Billy Martin as their favorite manager.
Yes.
And the point that they bring up is, like you said, he stood behind his players all the time.
All the time, no matter what the situation was. You could always count on Billy to be there, and he was that kind of a manager.
That and the fact that, it sounded like, he could really get on you 1 minute, and 10 minutes later, everything was forgotten, and life was good again.
Yes, well, he was the kind of guy, you really had to prove yourself to him also, and I know a couple of times there, you had curfew time, you might be a little late getting in, but then the next day he would let you know on the field that you were late by getting you up early to play in a game. And if you got up early and played in the game and did a good job, then he would reward you saying, hey, good job, and, welcome to the major leagues,
That's
the thing. So we had a pretty good understanding.
That's great. What pitches did you throw, Tom, and what was your best pitch?
Well, I threw a curveball, fastball, slider, and out of all of them, depending on how the game was, who the hitter was, it depended on what I was trying to throw, but I kind of fell in love with that slider, that hard slider down and in on the right-hand hitter. And then occasionally, I throw the fastball up and away to the right-hand hitter, but I think my slider was my favorite pitch.
Okay, that's down and in is hard to hit.
Well, hopefully it is. Sometimes it was easy to hit.
Tom, would you be willing to share with us what your highest annual salary was with the Twins, and how about your final year in baseball?
Well, that's something I kind of keep private between myself and my family, and I wouldn't want to put that out.
Okay, not a problem. Who do you think was the best player you had the privilege to play with, and why, from any of the teams you played on?
Well, like I said, being on the Twins, there's a lot of good players on the Twins. You play beside Armin Killebrew, and like I say, Bobby Allison and Tony Oliva, Rod Carew, and as far as some others there, to play against or with. And also when I went with Cincinnati, you had John major leagues, I played with and against some of the best players in the game.
Right. A lot of Hall of Famers in that group.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Do you follow the Twins or Major League Baseball today, Tom?
Well, I look at them on TV, and I follow. Of course, I follow. I don't follow per se, but I always try to look as many games as I can, you know, and judge the players kind of like how it was when we played, you know, how the pitching went when we played, you know, this type of thing. But as far as having a fan of any certain team, I don't really have that. I just follow Major League Baseball in a sense.
Okay. What did you do after you got out of baseball as a player?
Well, when I first got out, you know, it was hard to come home, you know, and really accept the fact that you're out of the game, you know, because that was my part of my life that I'd really like to have again if I could. But once I got out, I came home and I got an 8-to-5, got a job working for the Postal Service here, United States Post Office, and I went on with that.
I see. And so what are you doing today, and what do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, right now I'm retired. I've been retired for 7 years. And what I usually do in my free time is I try to go deep sea fishing as much as I can, and I bowl. I play a little golf and stuff, and try to keep myself busy.
Okay. How's your golf game?
Well, something that it could be a lot better.
Yeah, I say the same thing. You know, it was funny. We were out the other day, and you know, the front nine that we played, you know, I played it about as well as I can play, and the back nine, I couldn't do anything. It just seems like when things go bad for me, I try harder or something, and it just goes worse.
Yeah, it seems a lot easier to try to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball than hit that little golf ball that doesn't even move and hit it straight.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. What are your thoughts about the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and what do you remember most about us here in Minnesota?
Well, I enjoyed playing ball in Minnesota. You know, the fans were very, you know, supportive and very friendly, you know, and they made you seem welcome in the city, you know, being that, you know, you're out of town and not knowing anyone, you know, they made you feel at home. And I really enjoyed my days that I played in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
You know, the Twins are going to be playing in a new stadium starting next year.
No, I hadn't heard that. I'd known that they were in the new one there, Humphrey Stadium, I think it is.
Right.
And we played out the Old Met, which the Old Met was parking itself. Coming from spring training, when you use that 90-degree temperature coming back to Minnesota, being outside, and so the outfield and infield grass and stuff was still frozen.
Yeah.
But I guess the guys today, you know, they got it made playing in the inside stadium.
Yeah, I don't know, everybody's kind of really looking forward to, you know, playing ball outside. You know, a whole generation hasn't been to a baseball game outside here in Minnesota because they've been in a dome since 82.
Right.
And
well, I guess, you know, by being inside like that, you know, when you come from spring training until you get into the playoffs or World Series at the end of the year, the weather don't have an effect on the game, which it had when we were playing back there in, you know, at the Old Met.
Yeah.
Because you come and, you know, it'd be snowing, raining or whatever, you know, in the later parts of the season.
Yeah.
But I think this makes it a lot easier for the players and the fans.
Yeah. You know, this new park is just kind of west of downtown Minneapolis, and it's called Target Field. And, you know, from the Target Corporation is the sponsor, I guess, or the name sponsor. So it'll be kind of interesting. They're just laying the grass in the field. They started this week. So it's getting close.
So when is it due to open?
It'll be the first of next year.
Oh, wow. That'll be great.
Yep. So everybody's excited about that.
Maybe I can get back to see the new one.
Hey, that'd be great. You know, the Twins have their Twin Fests every year, but you know, and they bring back some of the former players. But I've never seen you come back for any of those.
Well, I mean, I'm always ready whenever they ask.
I'll have to tell them.
Yeah, like Bert Blylevin and I. He was on the team when he was a rookie, and we drove back to California together. And I always, you know, think, you know, I look at the guys going into the Hall of Fame of today, and I think Bert Blylevin is a candidate that should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it just seems like him and Tony Oliva, you know, everybody here, you know, obviously we're Twins fans, but It seems like Faye certainly deserved to be there.
Yeah, Tony and Bert both deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, they put up incredible numbers, and I know Tony was going in and hit a left-hander just like he would be hit swinging against the right hand and make him no difference, you know. A hell of a hitter, you know.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. One final question, Tom. Is there anything that you'd like to share or say to today's Minnesota Twins fans?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I watched the games and all like that, and they are tremendous fans there in Minnesota, and it was definitely an honor and a privilege, you know, to play in Minnesota. And, you know, the guys that I talked to here, you know, that play in different parts of the country and all like that, they always said it was a great pleasure and going to Minnesota and playing baseball there because of the fans are so supportive of the teams that come through there.
Well, Tom, we certainly appreciate you spending the time with us today, and, you know, we thank you for your time today, and we thank you for all the great memories that that you made for all of us as we watched you pitch out at the Met.
Well, thank you very much for the interview. I appreciate it.